Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning. This is Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. Think the meat we eat comes from livestock on a farm far from the city? Think again. Recently, Queens residents organized a protest against a building of a slaughterhouse in their neighborhood. Although the zoning in the area on Farmers Boulevard permits such a facility, local residents, including families with children, are worried about their health and their safety. To talk more now, we've got Queens Assemblyman William Scarborough. Assemblyman, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What is the current state of play in this slaughterhouse? What has happened? Bring us up to date.
Well, what happened, let me tell you, we're a, a middle-class, working-class African-American community, primarily one family and two family homes. And there was a building at the corner of Farmers Boulevard and Sidway Place in Springfield Gardens that had been vacant for about a year. And all of a sudden, one day, a sign goes up on the building, and the sign says, "Coming soon, live poultry market, lambs, goats, ducks, chickens, etc. R&B poultry." And the community immediately got up in arms. For one thing, this place shares a common fence with two residential properties, one on one side and one on the one in the back and one on the other side. There are houses in close proximity to it, and nobody, the city nor this business, felt the need to come to anybody and say, "Do you want to live next door to a slaughterhouse?"
Now, how can this be? I mean, it seems strange that on Farmers Boulevard in Queens, despite the name, I assume there are no farms on Farmers Boulevard, that you can have a residential building sharing a wall with a slaughterhouse. What kind of zoning is that?
Well, and it's a quirk in the zoning that needs to be fixed. Manufacturing zones are basically M1, M2, and M3. The M1, which is what this area is the lowest level. It's supposed to exist harmoniously with residents. They abut residential zones. And in the zoning handbook, you know, they'll tell you that the ideal businesses there are like stores and small plants and so on and so forth. You go up to the more intrusive uses like these slaughterhouses and garbage transfer stations and so on. They are supposed to be in M2 and M3, away from residences. But then they put in a loophole that's big enough to drive a truck through, which says that any business can operate in an M1 zone so long as they meet certain performance standards. Now, these performance standards usually have to do with odor, noise, toxicity, airborne particulates, and so on. And so what they're saying is that these businesses can go there, and they make an assumption that they're going to police themselves so that they're not an intrusion or a health risk. And the second assumption is that enforcement agencies are going to enforce the law to make sure that that's the case. Now, we have a long history in our community which said that that's not the case.
So does the city need to rethink its zoning?
It absolutely does.
So what can you do about this?
It should not allow these kinds of intrusive operations that are disruptive to the quality of people's lives, that may even be health hazards. They should not be allowed in residential zones, period.
Now, this isn't the only one. I mean, there are slaughterhouses around the city. There's one at in Harlem, and I think 135th in Amsterdam. My understanding is they found a lost lamb from that slaughterhouse some time ago. And there are some, I know, in Sunset Park in Brooklyn. There's a live poultry market, which the residents are actually quite happy with because they're happy to get their freshly slaughtered chickens.
So do you think there are quite a few of them. And there are people in the city who do, as you say, like to get their live, fresh poultry or lambs or whatever. And that's okay. But our point is that this should not be next door to residences. It should be in an area where the risks that come with these places are not visited upon our people. I mean, you know, they are known to breed avian flu, salmonella, bird mites. Their feathers and airborne particulates are a risk to people with asthma or respiratory conditions. They stink. They're noisy. And people should not have to put up with that, you know, without having a say as to whether or not that's what they want for a neighbor. And that's precisely what's happening here.
By the way, we have a slideshow on the Brian Lehrer Show page of WNYC.org if you want to take a look at some of the photos that Brian Lehrer listeners have contributed to the Flickr site. You can go to the Brian Lehrer Show at WNYC.org. My guest is Queens Assemblyman William Scarborough, and we have about a minute left. But what are the next steps for you with this particular slaughterhouse?
Well, we have gone into court, and we got a restraining order prohibiting them from opening and requiring that the agencies and the business and the owner show that they have done, you know, safety tests, health tests, soil tests, and to show environmental tests to show why they think that this business can safely operate next door to people with children and people with asthma and so on. The building itself was previously a auto repair shop, and so they were using fluids and oils and toxic substances on the floor. These animals would eat that and then be transmitted to people. So we need them to show that it's safe for our residents and safe for people who would buy products there.
So it's now in court. Thank you very much, Queens Assemblyman William Scarborough, for joining us this morning.